since I've heard that.
It has, and it feels good.
It feels right. Yeah, good. It feels so right.
Family reunion.
I really did miss you guys.
I'm so excited.
I thought about you every day.
People... We're doing a lie detector to see if you mean it.
I saw Zoe last week, and I told her this, and this is the absolute truth. I have had people stop me.
Yeah.
On the street, mm-hmm. and I have had friends of mine, old guys,
yep.
text me. When is Village Idiots coming back?
Why is that important?
I've had people stop me too.
It's always good to insult the audience.
Village Idiots. And people are like, when is that coming back? And I'm like, I don't know. Zoe's busy. So now Zoe
it's back
is
today,
so
baby.
Back.
It's back today.
I'm so excited.
I am better than ever.
Yes. Hey, look it. We've got an in-crowd audience. Oh my God, we've really leveled it up.
We have a studio audience.
And you know
this
who's
time.
The most excited about this? Travis. Travis, I haven't seen Travis in weeks.
You know, people have asked about Travis.
And people
I've
have
had
asked
someone
about Travis.
Ask.
Really?
Yeah.
Travis, did you miss us? He's nodding his head.
Oh, he's a man of few words,
he's
but many
He's nodding
feelings.
His head, and he's so excited because now he's back to getting paid to do stuff. Now.
No, but we got Bert Bernard.
And we have a new staff member.
Bernard.
Bernard. He just joined the Clock Tower
Media.
Tell me
about Bernard.
I don't know. He's a little traumatized. He doesn't say much.
Show us on Bernard where they touched you. Yes.
It's crazy how both Travis and Bernard were very talkative, and then they came to work for the show.
Yep.
And now they don't talk anymore.
Yeah, they've seen things.
They don't speak anymore.
All Travis does is hold up things. So if I interrupt you at some point, it's because Travis is trying to get your attention, Zoe, and you're not looking at him. You're looking at
your loud
drink. Your liquid
Greg
death.
Greg handed me a drink, and I drank out of it, and then he said, drink out of that first.
That's bad. I shouldn't do that. I handed you the drink and I said, do you want to try this? And I didn't.
The crucial
part of the information was, this has already been in my mouth.
Yeah, that was information that was withheld from me.
That part I forgot to say. And then you drank it and you liked it.
Now I'm feeling a little weird.
And now you now you have shingles.
Oh, awesome. It's nothing I haven't had before.
Hello.
Syphilis is good for you, I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, it puts hair on your chest.
Yeah, it builds character.
It does. It builds character. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Greg. I'm a host.
I thought you were going to call yourself an asshole.
No. That's another show. And we are joined today by
Zoe.
Zoe Franz.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Long time lurker. Couldn't find the building because we moved, and now you're exciting to be
Yeah,
here.
I couldn't find the building.
Yeah,
the building that's the exact same as it's always
and
been.
Who else is on the show today?
Oh, I guess I'm here.
The woman who
the
refused
love of my life.
To not be on the show. Refused to not be on the
that's,
show.
What? Hold on.
Stood in front of the building, and when Zoe and I started the show, she would like lurk. Can I be on?
Yeah. I literally was breathing down Zoe's neck.
I knew from the first time she asked to be on it that she was right.
Crucial.
She'd be crucial.
Crucial.
Crucial. I'm Abby, the resident freak.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I haven't been on a show with you in a while.
I know, because I'm just recording the spooky things.
You're doing your spooky thing. Yep. I have 5 other shows I'm doing.
I'm haunted
it's
now.
Insanity.
I'm not doing anything, so.
Yeah.
11. We have 11 productions now.
Yes,
we Clock
do.
Tower, and it's kind of stupid, but this is the... This is the Grandmaster, the OG, the original,
the Grandmaster.
The Grand, what
the Wizard of Oz,
Dungeon Master, I don't even know what this is. This is the original OG, and I'm so excited to be back on the air.
Yeah, yep.
So jazzed.
Whole lineup's here.
It's so exciting.
Yep.
What are we going to talk about?
We didn't really talk about beforehand what we wanted to talk about, but I'd like you guys to fill me in on kind of what you've been doing. I've been kind of off in my own world.
I want to hear about what you've been up to, and I know people want to know what's going on.
We can go around the table and share a little.
I have to ask, what is with that disgusting makeup that you were doing, showing me pictures of like,
my face?
Blood. I'm like, what is going on with you pretending to make like wounds and stuff. Is
I got
this a
inspired,
thing?
You might say. I
This is wound makeup 101. Fakey. Is this a Halloween thing?
No. I am interested in the all things horror. No one was surprised.
Fake makeup. Fake injuries.
Fake up. She
I
gets
like
me.
That.
She gets me.
I like that.
Yes, I'm working on special effects, specifically the gory things. Sorry to the squeamishes out there. I want to get into the whole short film or
we should do that
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we should make a Halloween themed scary.
I'd love
short.
To do a horror short.
Like, yes. How would you do that? Like, would you just
don't
like,
even get me
very
started.
Easily.
Like, I don't
very
know.
Easily.
Do we have anybody that would be interested in doing something?
Yes,
like
all
that?
Of us
on absolutely. Our on the air with us right now.
Right now? Well, not right now.
You're on the air.
Who am I?
You are.
How like, would what one... do you mean right now? I was like, is Greg about to put us through like a jigsaw style?
Oh, sweet. Like, you can saw your own face off, or you can saw off the face of some child.
The that. Child's got to go.
Those movies are so gross. Choose.
Child's got to take an exit. I don't know you. You don't know me.
I'll do the child for $500.
Yep.
Things that are on fire.
Oh, my God.
So if we were going to do a short movie, how would you do that? Would you film it and then cut it up put it on YouTube in little 30-second shorts? Or how would you do like
no,
a narrative?
I'd like to do one probably like 15 to 30 minute.
Like a narrative?
Narrative.
With a beginning, middle, and ending.
Yeah.
I guess that's a one way to describe it. And yeah. It could be like a horror.
Can it be in a cornfield? We have a lot of those around here.
Yes, we do.
The wheels are turning now. The now I feel like this podcast turning. Is just going to turn into me pitching some ideas for
hey, well, I got
Spectre,
so you can always come on there.
What a pitch.
I'll come on
You're
there.
Such a pitch. I want to be, I've asked to be on there. She won't let me on there.
I will let you
do you
on
have
Spectre.
Any? Do you have any spooky stories?
I have all kinds of spooky stories.
We had a weird thing happen here.
Oh, no. What happened here? No. Don't tell me there's a ghost in this building.
Locale.
I'm not.
Hold on. You were
don't,
here.
Don't do it.
You were here. You were interviewing Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
And she was literally talking about how there's 19 spirits.
19 spirits.
And as she said that, the grotto turned back on.
Stop.
And, like, it's crazy because we've never had that issue. And then I went and turned it back off because I turned it off.
It's
Lord's
haunted
Greg
grotto.
Is my witness. I turned
haunted
it off.
Grotto.
I know. And then the second she said that, it turned back on. And then I went and turned it off.
For
like, no.
listeners, we have moved locations since the last time we taped. And we were upstairs yep. in this building. It was 1,000 degrees.
Yep.
Last
Give
time
take.
We
and spiders.
Taped an episode, everybody took their clothes off. It was horrifying.
That's true.
I'm traumatized.
What the listeners don't know is that a lot of these episodes have been filmed completely
Yes.
In that, the nothing.
That was the same time I gouged out my own eyeballs. So.
Right, yeah.
It was
yeah.
right in that window of time in there.
Yep.
Oh!
Yep.
Now I'm starting to wonder if those two things have
They're
anything
connected.
To do with each other. Oh. Yeah.
We used to tape upstairs, and then the people that in the building here let me move downstairs. And I am so jazzed about our new studio set up down here. I'm so excited.
I'm yep. jazzed as well.
I'm jazzed.
Oh.
But it was 100 degrees upstairs when we filmed last time. And now yeah. we're downstairs yeah. and it's nice and cool.
It's only 99.
It's only yeah. 99.
Those are, that's the same number of problems I have.
You have 99 problems?
Mm-hmm.
Name something that is not
Zoe.
One.
Zoe is not one.
Oh.
Your eye twitched as you said that, so I think that you're lying.
Lie detector.
ghosts that turn the grotto on and off. Those are my. That's my one problem.
That's so funny.
But we do have like when we moved down here, I wanted to be like the Batcave, and in the Batcave, there's always the sound of water in the distance. Yeah. So I set up a fountain.
Is that why you have an old man butler standing in the corner?
Shut up. His name is Alfred. Get it right.
Oh, get
I'm
it
so
right.
Sorry.
Get
I'm
it
so
right.
Sorry.
That's Travis dressed up as an old man. He's using your makeup.
I see the vision.
Good.
I see the vision.
But Somebody's I wanted a dehumidifier set up. So I have a dehumidifier that pulls the water out of the air. The water goes in the back of the fountain. Makes the water go in the fountain, and then the fountain waters the plants. It's a whole system.
Oh, that was really interesting.
Imagine yeah. being smart in that way, because I would have never thought of that.
No, I would never either.
But, hold on now.
I did think of
that. Yes.
So for Halloween, we should film something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be fun.
I'm going to.
I would do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd 1,000% do that.
While we're on the topic, what's
Can I
doing?
Be the person that gets killed first?
Sure, you're the final girl. No, you have to be last.
I demand blood packs.
I want to be first.
Why?
So
you can get behind the camera and be the director? We need a director.
I would like that, yeah.
We need a director.
Listen, I've seen enough videos of Bill Hader talking about directing. I think I could feasibly direct.
We need somebody with vision.
And I've been watching a lot of horror. So
have you?
I think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a Halloween
Guys,
episode.
I'm
Go.
Completely different.
You go. Speak to me. Talk
Tell
to
us.
Me about
yeah.
your differences.
What are you watching lately for Halloween?
I
and wait, when did they start calling it spooky season? When did that happen?
October.
No, but when did they start calling it spooky
that
season?
That I don't know.
Oh.
That's a new thing, right?
Well, you've been around a while. So
you should know.
A lot
Shut
of
up.
Things are...
I Different? Mean,
they've kind of called it spooky season for as long as I've been around.
Really? Really?
Or maybe in the last 10 years. Maybe it's like a 2010s yeah. thing.
I feel like it probably is.
It feels like a last 10 years thing. Last 5 years especially kind of thing.
Yeah.
They didn't call it that when I was a kid.
What did they call it?
Trick or treat.
What do they call it here? Something Ohio stupid. Beggar's night. That's so stupid.
It's trick or treat. It's so Halloween.
Medieval.
Like children. Beggar's night. Beggar's night.
God. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
So you've been
watching. When's choosers night? That's the night I'd like to go out on.
That's when I want to go. Exactly.
And I choose what to take from your house. Lamps, yes. TV.
The whole bowl of candy just goes right in your bag.
Yeah.
Well, Zoe and I used to. We judged the last Halloween contest here.
That was so cool.
One of our episodes we talked about that. That was so much fun.
We should bring that back.
Uh-huh.
The Halloween costume.
Uh-huh.
Can we judge again this year too?
No.
Oh.
I know they're not doing it this year.
Why not?
This is us rioting.
They realized they could either the night we did it was so bad.
Well, we almost got hit by a car, allegedly.
You got hit by a car?
Almost.
Yeah, we did almost get hit by a car. It sped right through the alley and the cops had to go get it.
That was crazy. We were doing the Cupid shuffle. Imagine that being your final thing. Cupid shuffling it up straight to heaven.
Are there?
Stranger things have happened? Question mark.
Are there worse ways to die?
Yeah, you could be doing the Cotton Eye Joe.
That's true.
That is true.
Oh,
see?
So you've been watching horror movies.
Yeah, I guess I really have.
Now, when I knew you from before, you didn't like horror movies. And when you would watch a horror back in the day, mm-hmm. when you, before Abby spit all over the floor.
I would scream and cry. This is true.
You had never seen a horror movie, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
It's true. Abby, I watched my very first horror movie with Abby.
Right.
And it was Hereditary.
Anne of Green Gables. No, wait.
That's the homeschooler.
What did you watch?
We watched Hereditary.
No, there was another horror movie before that. Tigger? Was it the Tigger movie?
The what?
Paddington 2.
Paddington 2 is crazy. That would scare me.
Right.
Oh, I have missed.
Oh, to be inside Greg's mind.
I have missed that face. I have missed that face.
The disdain.
So you watched Midsommar as your first horror. That's a big bite. If you're going to jump in.
I did not watch Midsommar.
Hereditary's worse. That was your first horror movie?
Oh, you can ask Abby. I was crying by the end of it.
I'm so sorry. But now you're good.
But it worked. In a good way.
It worked.
Now you're watching them on purpose.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
you just gotta like shock them. Like,
and
is it a rush?
I can't watch them alone. But I'll find out. I'll find victims.
Okay.
Other victims. I'll take them back to my.
Travis has said he's been to your apartment many times to watch horror movies, but he has to sit in the corner. It's weird.
Yeah, I just need to know that someone else is there. What was that?
Somebody's telephone.
Somebody else.
Somebody's. It's a picture of an eyeball.
No, not again. Yeah, I
it's a text from May. I am watching you right now.
In the walls.
So what inspired you to start watching horror movies? You just said I'm gonna start
just
doing
excited.
This.
It's yeah, a thing. Yeah.
And
yeah.
you find it exhilarating and exciting, like mm-hmm. a roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. What have you watched?
Most recent one has been It. And then I'm watching It Chapter 2 at some point.
Banger. I have that movie.
Bill Hader's in that one.
Bill Hader is
honestly,
in that
it
one.
Wasn't as scary as I thought it would be.
No, I didn't think it was scary.
I got scared in the beginning and then I wasn't scared at all.
I wasn't too scared. What's the latest thing you've watched that's really like blown your socks off? Scaring wise, like fright wise, like you were thinking about it days later.
Nothing really scares me anymore.
Okay, I see.
Nothing but climate change.
No.
It's coming for you. What else have you watched?
Specifically. like nothing.
That's okay.
Horror movie wise?
Yeah, like really nothing.
But you like Nosferatu. I loved that movie.
Yeah. That was an excellent movie.
I liked Weapons. We saw that.
Weapons was good.
Oh, yeah. All my friends saw Weapons.
Yeah,
I'm about to go see Good Boy tomorrow night.
I wanted to see that. Is that any good?
I don't know. I mean, I'll find out tomorrow at 8:50 p.m.
That's the kind of horror movie we should make. Like something super fun and super cheap.
Okay. No, well, it took him 3 years to make it.
I don't have a lot of money.
I deep dived into it.
Zoe and I don't have a lot of money, so we need to like be very
clever. I siphon all of your money.
You do. We have to be very clever with our budgets.
You know what movie I liked? Hear me out. This is going to be crazy for me to say it. K-pop Demon Hunters, guys.
Okay, no, it's not that crazy. Everybody's raving about
it.
Is it good?
Like, I thought I was going to hate it.
The songs were low-key bangers.
No, high-key bangers.
They were high-key bangers.
They were mid-key bangers.
That's not a word, Greg.
I went to see it in theaters.
Mid is a word.
Huh?
Mid is a word.
That's right.
I made mid-key. I just invented that.
Oh boy. Yeah, I went to go see it in theaters with the boys because they were like, oh, we've seen it like 16 times. I'm like, okay, children, that's fine. I'm gonna sit through it because I love you. And then I was like, oh my God. And then I look at Harry and he goes, that was really good. And I was like, right? That's what?
Was it good?
I was really surprised because usually when someone tells me they really like something and there's like a huge wave of people liking it, I hate it because of that.
You don't like it because it's popular.
Yeah, I have an issue.
With being popular.
Yeah, so that's why.
Things that are popular.
Yeah, that's why I was avoiding it. But then.
Did you see it?
I heard a lot about it and I heard all the songs because my coworkers would play them.
Is it a musical?
In a way. It's like more like.
Is it the thing that's on Netflix or is it a different thing?
Yeah, it's on
Netflix. Oh, okay.
But they brought it out in theaters for like a sing-along for kids. That's why we got the tickets. And I was like, can't be that good. I like, yeah, right. And the kids would want the songs played in the car. And I'm like, okay. And then now that I've seen it, I'm like, oh, God, why? Why did I have to? I'm jumping on the train.
Is it better or worse than Coco?
Better.
Encanto?
I love Coco. I hate Encanto.
Really?
So sorry. Hot take. Please don't kill me. It just felt unoriginal. And I know people are going to get me for that. That's why.
People are going to get you.
They're going to get me. They like Bruno, man. Even though we're not supposed to talk about him.
I see what you did there.
See, I know my references. I have seen the movie and I still hate it.
Oh, very interesting.
Halloween. What are you doing for Halloween, Zoe?
I am.
Going to dress up.
Dressing up, going to parties, hopefully. Fingers crossed. If anyone out there is having Halloween parties,
hey, I gotta
reach out to the show.
You know where to contact the show.
Travis is booking you now.
Yeah, Travis will handle all my bookings
for your appearances.
I've got one you can go to.
Yeah,
if you're free on the 25th,
it's a
Bat Thorn concert. I'm friends with them.
October.
Ooh. They're a horror punk band.
Bat Thorn.
Yep, and I'm interviewing them this Saturday
because
I have a Halloween party with them on the night before.
That's so exciting, Abby.
Yeah, we're all getting drunk. I can't drink, but we're all they're all getting drunk. I'm gonna be just
abusing substances.
Yeah,
other substances.
Crying in the corner, rocking back and forth. No,
that's beautiful.
But then I'm interviewing them then, and then they have a huge Fright Fest, the 25th, which anyone can go to.
If anybody wants to do any like ghost tours or
that's what I want to do
cemetery walks or something like that, let me know. I'd love to go do that.
I want to do that. And
Kettering's
the next
having
year.
One, and I looked at tickets for us, and it was sold out.
Well, but next year Amanda said we could do it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We have to take Greg to the Lewisburg.
I'd go back.
That's a year ago. We were talking about that.
I know.
Don't
we should
think
go.
I've forgotten. Don't think
there
I've
was something you bought extra so people would touch you. I forget what it's
called.
No,
not that one. That was Dent Schoolhouse.
Dent Schoolhouse. You buy the touch pass.
Touch pass. Yeah.
I would go back with
a
group.
If I touch you? I'm quoting something.
No. Is that okay? I was going to say, are we talking about that?
I'm sorry.
Or the Lewisburg?
I've quoted that a lot, and no one has ever gotten it. So
we talked about you going into a cave.
Yeah, I punched someone allegedly.
It's true. She punched someone, and it was so funny.
Was he like? Did he look like a rat?
So hard, and then the next day I was laughing. I just couldn't stop laughing about it.
Oh man, I felt so bad.
Do you have any plans for Halloween?
It was completely dark, and then the lights flashed.
And he was right
in front of me, and this is what I see. I see, bam!
It's because I was doing this.
Back off.
You punched a guy?
No, so I was like putting my arms out in front of me because we were
like
in between.
That.
It did, yeah.
It looked like she went just armfully.
So show me on Bernard where he touched you. So
I touched him.
You touched him in the face.
I know. And then he backed away in silence and pain. And I felt terrible because I was like, you were between like these two like chicken wire.
Right.
Like fence thingies, so it's guiding you through this tiny little maze. I don't know where he popped out from, so I'm doing this so I'm not gonna run straight into things because it goes pitch black.
That's crazy.
And I just beamed the man.
So is this the one in the cave, or is this a different one?
That's one in the cave.
The cave one seems super creepy.
That's
me.
Supposed
and
to be
the
best.
When you described it, you said that was it was one you liked the most. Lewisburg,
yeah.
Lewisburg. Okay.
Yeah. Lewisburg. Yeah,
it's really good.
And then the touch pass was something else.
That was for Dent.
Yep, Dent Schoolhouse.
What's Dent Schoolhouse?
That is in the Cincinnati area. It's
Cool. Are you going again?
Yeah,
year?
I'd like to. Nice. Ideally.
Yeah, I want to
go. Road
trip.
I'll drive.
Road trip. Okay.
I'll drive so that I don't drink.
I wouldn't be mad about
and you
that.
Guys can all drink and
I can't drink. Like, my heart.
I'll drink for I'm drinking for two.
I'll drink for three. Oh, I'll found out here. Zoe has an announcement to make.
Yes.
She's got an alcohol baby.
I'm pregnant with Abby's baby.
Great.
She and Travis are very happy. Oh. Travis, sit back down. He keeps standing up. Why does he keep standing
He's
up?
He's trying to escape.
He's coming over the table at you. Anything else for Halloween? This is our Halloween episode. Go.
Do you know what you're going to be?
So for this next time, I'm going to a bunch of parties. That
Raging
I'm gonna be
alcoholic.
Different. Yeah, I went to one and I was a vampire.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then I'm going to be just like a scary skeleton, goth, whatever.
I'm going to be an ex-member of Batthorn.
They'd recruit you if you want to sing songs.
I just want to be an ex-member of Batthorn.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What are you going to go as? Goth, well, goth girl?
I'm working on like another costume right now.
Oh,
but
really?
I already have my pirate costume from the Ren Fair, so I figured I could just be like a haunted, like scary pirate, like make it even scarier.
Yes.
With some crazy makeup
with
on
some
it.
Crazy I makeup.
That's a great idea.
Lord willing, yeah.
But with a big like scar.
You just need toilet paper and a dream, like apparently.
That. So wait, how does it make? How do you make wounds out of toilet paper?
Yeah, you literally use liquid latex. So you get the liquid latex and put like a layer of it on your skin. Then you take the,
that's the ice machine. Okay, sorry.
You take the, you're good. You take the toilet paper and you put like little layers of it on. Mm. So it looks like a, I don't know, it's supposed to look like your skin. So then when you take like a little like pair of scissors and cut that, you're just cutting the toilet paper.
Oh God, that scared me.
And then you put your foundation over it so it matches your skin tone, so it's not, it's less toilet paper-esque. You can't see the Charmin Ultra Strong, you know.
And then the blood down the middle makes
it
pop.
Yeah, you just use like you use the darker, like thicker fake blood, and then like little dots and veins and fun things, and I don't know. I'm just starting out.
I like Halloween season. It's fun. Are you gonna trick or treat?
I'm too old to trick
God,
or treat.
God, I wish. I want candy for free.
Candy for
you. You can take Honk and Bonk.
Free candy.
I would have an excuse. I don't have anyone to take.
You can go
with us.
You can
come with us.
Yeah. And act like an adult and be like, get out of the road.
Well, we're
I don't want to do that.
We're doing the Beggar's Night here in Tip,
mm-hmm.
which is the day before. Here. What is with that with Ohio? Because I've never heard of that before.
That's an Ohio thing.
It's literally, if you look it up, there are only two states that do it, and Ohio is the biggest one.
Yeah, they spread it around so that people can go to different towns and different nights. Is that what it is?
No, it's for like parents. It's supposed to be for the... Yeah.
Because of Satan. Probably.
You never know, man.
You never know.
He's always lurking.
Yeah.
Waiting for your toes.
Well, if anybody's got any fun, exciting parties, Halloween-themed parties, and you need a special guest star...
Holla at your boy.
Zoe is available.
At your boy.
Travis will schedule... He's doing all your booking, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, hey, the jokes write themselves here.
They do.
I want to do a spooky themed get together where we all dress up and take a bunch of B-roll.
Let's have a Halloween party here.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I could get Batthorn to play here.
I could invite
Basement
people.
Basement is the best place to have a Halloween party.
It would. And getting out of here when you're drunk is fun.
I'm not driving.
Fine. Fine.
I'll walk. Because I'm not drinking either way, but I'm walking over the train tracks.
Bat the word.
Yep.
That sounds scary.
They're not scary.
They do. They sound scary.
No, they just talk about wanting to sleep with vampire women.
Okay, thanks everybody for joining us on this episode of Vigilius.
Hey, it's relatable.